Just like Cougar fans come together for BYU basketball, the community gathers around KSL each morning for important news. Listen tomorrow between 5 and 9 to KSL News Radio.
And the BYU community is gathering right now in Cougar Nation. We're taking your calls, 801-575-8255. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte, breaking down a whirlwind week of BYU hoops. But we got people on the line, Mitch. Let's hear from Cougar Nation. This show's for you, and we love it when you guys call in. Tanya from Highland, how far can this BYU team go, Tanya?
You know, I think they have the potential to go far. I mean, they could take it all the way. All depends on how they use their potential, but they've got it. They've got a very rich team with a lot of players that are talented.
Tanya, do you worry at all that that BYU will stumble in the NCAA tournament? They have the distinction of being the team with the most appearances without a Final Four appearance.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Sometimes when we're not on, you know, they can definitely have that stumble. I mean, I think just that last game just showing how, you know, they were way behind, and then all of a sudden they come back from halftime and then swing it all the way the other way. So, you know, they can stumble, but they also, if they keep their confidence up, and they can definitely, I mean, they're always, anytime they're behind, usually you just feel like it's over, but they usually can, they can get right back in there. So
That's a great point, Tanya. Thanks for the call, 801-575-8255. That is a nice aspect to this BYU team. They are never down and out. The only time really this year where it felt like that was the case was Oklahoma State. And that was a wire. That's so weird to say because Oklahoma State's bad. But they've been competitive the entire year, every game. Even, you know, Utah back in non-conference play, they're down big at half and they make it interesting down the wire. Baylor had a 9-point lead after starting slow. BYU team is a resilient group, and hopefully this team can make a magical run. Because I will say this too, Matt. Cougar Nation has been, you know, very patient. And look, there wasn't much high expectations. No one outside the Marriott Center Annex probably believed in this BYU team. But, you know, BYU fans, Cougar Nation, they have experienced a lot of heartbreak with BYU hoops and just BYU sports in general. It would be amazing for this fan base and this program and these players and Mark Pope to get a run and get to that second weekend because, you know, one of the special things about March Madness is that the stories that emerge from that thing, it takes on, like, you will carry, it carries weight for years to come.
Jimmer.
I say St. Peter's. You knew instantly what I'm talking about. Like Farley Dickinson. I mean, these programs.
Florida Gulf Coast.
I'm not saying BYU's those programs. Like BYU's got great winning history, but it's just they just haven't had those big runs. I mean, the only time BYU makes a second weekend run is if they have the best player in college basketball, Danny Ainge and Jimmer Fredette, or Kresa Markosic. You have to have the best player in the sport if you're BYU to make a run. This team has the potential to rewrite that narrative and say, this is the new era of BYU basketball. This is the Big 12 version of BYU. And it would be awesome, and it would just inject so much life into this fan base that's just been dying for an NCAA tournament run. So I would love to see that happen for Cougar Nation and this BYU basketball program.
On that note, that's a good segue into our next segment, Mitch.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up? And what's trending down this season?
Trending up, trending down. Let's start on a high note with trending up. You talked about how BYU, they don't typically make second weekend runs without the best player in the country. They're not going to have the best player in the country this year, but my pick for trending up, I think, has a significant impact on this team winning and their chances of going deep in the NCAA tournament. That's Dallin Hall. He's got 30 points in his last two games. A week ago on this show, I told you if they're going to beat Kansas, he's got to have at least 15. He goes for 18. He follows that up with 12 and a bunch of made threes against TCU. A couple of them coming in the second half when they really needed them. And then what I love about Dallin Hall, these past two wins, Mitch, 10 assists, one turnover. He's making shots. He's getting to the rim. He's taking care of the ball. I don't know if he's BYU's best player, but when he's playing well, I feel like this team goes to another level like we've seen this past week.
Great point. And that shot he made over Hunter Dickinson, that's that's an all-timer. That's this type of picture where, you know, print the photo and put it in the annex, put it in, you know, posters for young Cougar fans. That's an iconic shot to put BYU up 71-66. In that moment, you knew they're going to win this game. And I just remember watching that in the moment thinking, Dallin Hall arrived. Yep. And, you know, because I just always go back to October in Kansas City where he's like, Mitch, you know, this is what I've dreamed of. He signed to play in the WCC. He had no idea he was going to be in Allen Fieldhouse, but he was so excited to be in the Big 12 and compete because, you know, he's a three-star recruit. But nationally, there wasn't much hyped him. I know Donovan Mitchell said he's a hooper. And look, Donovan Mitchell, maybe we should have been understanding. Like, we always believed Dallin Hall was going to be legit.
Yeah.
I don't know if we knew how good this quick. I mean, it's only year two, and he's got so much basketball in front of him. It's pretty special to see. Trending up for me is Fusini Traore. Loved what he is. And you know what? I feel, Matt, after watching BYU go up against all 13 of the other Big 12 teams now, TCU was the 13th, Fus is the strongest big man in the Big 12. The only guys that can compare, I think, is Javier Francis from Houston.
Dickinson.
And then Dickinson. Dickinson, early in the first half, gave Fus a little bit of trouble where you're like, whoa, Fus is getting pushed off the block a little bit by Dickinson. So those are the three. And I think Fus, when he gets in his comfort zone, man, his base is as strong as anyone in the conference. And he's only 6'6", but that wingspan, I just love his touch around the basket. I just think Fus is doing a great job for BYU. He is trending up heading into March.
Trending down, this is a nitpick, Mitch, but I haven't loved the first halves in these two games. But on the flip side of things, in the earlier part of Big 12 play, when they always had a halftime lead, they were losing those in the second half. So if I have to choose one, I'd rather a slow start and a great second half versus what we saw to start Big 12 play. But look, in the TCU one too, they were just shooting so hot. It really wasn't that BYU was playing poorly. It was just ridiculous shooting from TCU. But the first halves could be a little cleaner to where you're not down double digits and you have to mount this comeback. So that's a nitpick. But slow first halves, I think, could be corrected going into the NCAA tournament.
You bring up nitpick. I'm getting real nitpicky, too, because, again, we're riding high. BYU's like rolling. You know, they got the big win the past two games. So we're nitpicky here on trending down. But one thing that kind of makes me pause a little bit, because, again, it ties into our question, how far can BYU go in the NCAA tournament? 801-575-8255. You can call and share your thoughts. In the Kansas game, first half, K.J. Adams had 9 points, and he was a matchup nightmare. I bring that up because players like him, and he might be a one-of-one. K.J. Adams is kind of a freaky type of athlete where it's just he's so unique where he can go inside and out. But there's certain players and body types and matchups that you don't have an answer. And when you're maybe stepping out of the league and you're going to the NCAA tournament where you only have at most 4 days to prepare for a team, that's tough to then match up and adjust on the fly. Credit to BYU in the second half. They limited K.J. Adams to only 2 points, but I thought that was a byproduct of Kansas not making him a focal point. They didn't give him the ball, and BYU benefited by that because Adams, there was no answer for him. And someone like that could go off for big numbers on BYU and derail their, you know, tournament hopes. Now, maybe you're probably not going to see that in round one if you're a 5 or a 4 or a 6 seed. But, you know, you get to that round two and you're facing a 4 seed, you're going to face someone that's a legit kind of athletic freak, possibly like a K.J. Adams. So that was, something, again, nitpicky, but kind of something to store away as, you know, there are personnel out there that can really cause headaches for BYU.
Back to the phone line, 801-575-8255. Cougar Nation, the show's for you. We're taking your calls on how far this team can go in the tournament. And anything you want to talk about related to BYU basketball, let's go to Bob from Lehigh. What do you have for us, Bob?
Hey, I'll tell you right now, Jackson Emery's the dude. Or, I mean, Jackson Robinson. And I think we're going to go to the Elite Eight.
Oh, man, Elite Eight would be next level. Jackson Robinson, I do think, is probably the best player on the team when he is feeling it. He had a great second half against TCU when he's feeling it. This team is better. And in some of the losses, you look at his stat line, it's like 1 of 10, 2 of 10. So it's a good point, Bob.
He's great. He's going to do it again. I think they're going to – the whole team that are going to show up on Wednesday, and we're going to teach Iowa a new lesson.
Whoa. You like the Cougs to win on the road against number 6, Iowa State? Am I hearing you right?
We beat them already. I think we've turned the corner. I think we have.
Bob, I agree. BYU definitely has turned the corner. Let me ask you this, too, Bob, on Jackson Robinson. Do you think he's an NBA guy? Think he's going to go pro after this year?
He'll be out in the first round. You bet.
Okay. I like it. Thanks for the call, Bob. 801-575-8255. Call in, weigh in on your thoughts on BYU, how far they will go to the NCAA tournament. You know, let's talk about that BYU-Iowa State game coming up here. We'll get to that preview as BYU and the Cyclones tip off in a top 20 showdown. The AP top 25 poll, let's just get on that real quick.
Oh,
Iowa State's number 6, well-deserved. Iowa State's legit. They've been playing some great basketball. BYU number 20 in the AP top 25 poll. What do you have to do if you're BYU to get into the back into the top 15? You took down Kansas, who never loses in Allen Fieldhouse. This is one of those teams where it goes beyond just simply who they are this year. It's that for 20 years, no one wins in that building. And BYU, in their first crack as a Big 12 team, goes in there and wins and takes down Kansas, who was number 7 in the country at the time. And then they beat TCU, and not only beat them, they come back from 17 down, and they outscore TCU by 29 points in the second half. What are these pollsters, what are they watching?
They're not watching.
Like,
that's the problem. They're not watching.
How do you not acknowledge what BYU is doing this year? Again, I think the voters are just like, we're tired of having BYU in the bottom 5 spots. Let's just bounce them last week after beating Baylor. And then this week you only get to 20? Come on now.
That's what bothers me is it's like they had forgotten the previous week. Over the last 4 games, they're 3-1 with wins against TCU, which was, if you want to extend the ranking out, 27th in the country. Yep. BYU, or 28th. BYU was 26th. TCU was 28th. And then you've got the Baylor win, and you got the Kansas win. So you got 3 quality wins and 1 road loss. Look, I know Oklahoma State's not good, but it was a road loss. It wasn't a home loss against one of the worst teams in the conference. It was on the road. That, it just doesn't make any sense, and it's really frustrating, too, to see some of these people who have a vote put it out there. There's a guy in the East Coast who didn't even have him in the top 25.
He had Richmond.
Are you kidding me? And he had Utah State in the top 20.
Look, and we're not going to be elitist here and act like, oh, these teams from other leagues can't be good. Like, we lived in that space. We saw BYU always get dinged, like, oh, you're in the WAC, you're in the Mountain West. I don't want to be that. But, like, watch this BYU team. They've been good all year. This is not some flash in the pan where they're good this week. BYU has been a good team the entire year, but for some reason people are like, oh, they're a predictive metrics darling. They're this. Like, no one's really wanted to believe because, well, they lost to Cincinnati. Well, Cincinnati's knocking on the door of – they're like they've been in the bubble range. They're not going to be in the tournament, but all their losses are to teams that are kind of in consideration for the tournament except for Oklahoma State.
Right.
And so it's just insane to me how the AP Top 25 poll –
it's
operates.
A joke. Like, it needs to be retired. Just use the net.
Yeah, just use the net. Or if you really want to have a ranking system, I know this sounds extreme, but like let Vegas do it because they don't care about your brand. They don't.
Yep.
They look at just metrics. They look at data.
Sure.
They pour over every nook and cranny of every single roster. Like, they're not going to let any stone go unturned. I'd let them rank it because
they wouldn't be 20 if they were ranking.
Because these media members, I feel like,
are pathetic,
are dropping the ball. Like, they're doing the sport a disservice. They're trying to work in their angles for their benefit for their particular regions. Because, look, we're seeing it. ACC country, they're claiming that the Big 12 game the system. It's like, no. I think there's this quiet kind of feeling that, is the Big 12 really that good? Like, it's almost because the Midwest.
Yes, it is.
They don't want to acknowledge it. I don't know what it is, but it's like this Big 12 conference is outstanding. I mean, watching it every single night, I've never seen college basketball on a nightly basis like this, and BYU being a part of it, it's a joy for us. Like, that's what we're doing this show because it's Big 12. If this was BYU and Pep, we're not having this Cougar Nation. We're in the Big 12, so we're going on Cougar Nation on Monday nights, taking your phone calls, 801-575-8255.
Got to take a break. Mike from Ogden, we see you on the line. Stay with us. We'll get to your call next. It's Cougar Nation right here on KSL News Radio.